Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, want to do something to please every member of your family? Well, just walk right up to your Kroger meat counter and say, "Give me a big, thick beefsteak, please." Or perhaps, "I'd like a roast of beef." Because everybody loves beef. And the beef that's waiting for you at your Kroger store is a traditional favorite. Deliciously tender, juicy Kroger's quality beef. You can buy this beef with confidence because you can count on its special goodness every time you buy it. When that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them, just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger's quality beef can make your dinner a meal fit for a king. A banquet that's sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger's quality beef. Remember, Kroger's quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence, because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger's quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Though Freddie Lang is wanted by the local police for robbing Carney's store, Penny is sure Freddie did not do it, and refuses to let Professor Rogers turn Freddie over to the local authorities, at least for a while. It is the following afternoon, and Penny says to Freddie,
"You stay at home as I asked you to, Freddie."
"Sure, Gypsy. Nothing else in this jerk town to do but stay home."
"Oh, I don't know. There's a lot to do, but for the present, I don't want you to do anything but stay here."
"Oh, this is my hideout, huh?"
No, not exactly, Freddie. Look, Professor Rogers arranged with the police not to bother you until they investigate the robbery a little further. But the police said that you couldn't leave this house or this property without being arrested."
"That's a fine thing. The cops turn even this joint into a jail."
"Freddie, it is not a jail. And you needn't be confined here if you just tell me the truth."
"About what?"
"About what you were doing the night Carney's store was robbed."
"Ah, what's the use of telling you? I couldn't prove it anyhow."
"You don't have to prove it. Just tell me where you were and I'll prove it."
"Look, Gypsy, you don't know the score. Even a whole bag full of lawyers can't prove an alibi for a guy like me unless they get a dozen witnesses, see? And I ain't even got one that'll prove where I was the night the store was robbed."
"Freddie, don't worry about that. Just tell me where you were."
"What for? What good'll it do?"
"It'll keep you here that much longer."
"Here?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Gee, I'd tell a million lies if it'd keep me here longer."
"Oh, Freddie."
"I like this joint of yours, Gypsy. I hope it's paid for, too. I'd hate to have somebody grab it out from under you while I was still enjoying it."
"Freddie, don't change the subject."
"What subject?"
"The subject of where you were the night Carney's store was robbed."
"Oh, that."
"Mm-hmm."
"That. What night was that?"
"You know what night that was."
"Do I?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Okay. So I know what night it was. But I don't know where I was. I went to sleep somewhere."
"Where?"
"I don't know where."
"Freddie."
"I'm leveling to you, Gibbsy. Honest, I don't know where."
"Well, if you want to stay here, you decide to tell me where you were the night Carney's store was robbed. And you don't get out of that chair until you do."
"Okay, Gibbsy." "Hey, where you going?"
"Nowhere, just over here to sit down."
"On a piano bench?"
"Where I can keep an eye on you."
"Oh, don't worry about me. I'll sit in this chair till I turn to stone if I want to. Hey, Gibbsy, you play that piano?"
"Yep."
"Well, let's hear you play me a tune."
"You think you deserve it?"
"Let's hear how bad you are first."
"How about something like this?" "The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you."
No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, my eyes are dry, the tears are in my heart. My darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make-believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you.
You gonna be my critic, Freddie? Are you? Freddie, what's wrong?
Nothing, Gibbsy. Just that it was great, that's all. You really got something there. The way you play that piano and the way you sing. You got a nice voice. Maybe a great voice, I don't know. I don't know much about voices.
But you like mine.
Yeah, yeah, I sure do. You want to sing some more?
Later, not now.
Okay. But any time you do sing, let me know, will you? You got the kind of voice I like to hear.
Have I?
Yeah. And if I thought anything about it, Gibbsy, I could have figured you had a voice like that. It's warm and friendly and kind the way you are. It's honest the way you are. And, oh, gosh, Gibbsy, to find somebody honest in the world is like finding a nugget of gold in a barrel full of tinfoil. Gosh, Penny, how do you get to be like you? Are you just born good or... Do you get to be good after a little suffering?
You want to be like me?
Wouldn't be bad, Gibbsy. You're okay. And you do okay.
And you aren't satisfied with yourself the way you are.
What do you think?
I was under the impression that you were sort of pleased with yourself.
Yeah. Like I'd be pleased with a case of poison ivy. Gibbsy, I can tell you the truth about myself, can't I?
That's up to you, Freddie.
Well, hearing you sing decided me. Nobody can sing like that without being okay inside. I know that much.
What makes you think so?
No, I don't know. I just know it, that's all, Gibbsy. Listen, you gotta believe me. I didn't rob no store, Carney's or no other joint. And I don't know where I was the night it was robbed. 'Cause I just wandered around, found me a spot to throw the body for the night, and I threw it down and went to sleep. It was dark when I woke up, and I wandered around until morning, not knowing where I was. Gibbsy, I'm leveling with you. You gotta believe me.
Freddie, I always did believe you. I just never felt that you were telling me the whole truth.
But you believe me now, don't you?
Yes, I do. And Freddie, we'll find the place you spent the night when the store was robbed.
But how? It was just a doorway somewhere.
We'll drive around town this afternoon until you recognize something familiar.
But I thought I wasn't allowed off your property or the cops would grab me.
Freddie, my car is my property, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, gosh, Gibbsy, you're not only beautiful, but you're smart, too. How does a guy get to be like you? Honest, I want to know.
You're really not satisfied with yourself the way you are you?
Would you be if you were me? Chased by the cops, always doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, never knowing where you're going to be the next day or what you're going to be doing, living on a few bucks in your pocket, hoping you don't have to steal to get more when that runs out. Nah, Gibbsy, I want to quit being what I am. Get to be somebody who knows what he's doing, where he's going.
Freddie, try hard enough and you can do and be anything you want.
Gibbsy, you think maybe I haven't tried?
I'm sure you have. But you have to keep on trying.
You mean once more, huh?
I mean maybe many times more.
Die of old age still trying, maybe.
Maybe. But at least you'll be... Oh, Freddie, will you get that? It's probably Professor Rogers.
The prof?
Yeah, and don't forget you owe him an apology.
Oh, for pulling that knife on him. Yeah, okay, Gibbsy. I'll tell him I'm sorry. Come on in, prof. We got... Oh, who are you?
Johnny Keith, who are you?
Oh, I'm Freddie Lang. Hey, look, buddy, whatever you're selling, we don't want any.
Oh, wait a minute there, sonny boy.
No, it's all right, Freddie. Johnny's a friend of mine.
What? Oh, no, Gibbsy, not this Rover boy.
Freddie, remember what we were talking about a minute ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, Bud.
That's all right, Sonny.
Hey, now, look, I ain't no Sonny Pretty
Freddy,
Boy. I'm the guy
Freddy.
With... Oh. Yeah, okay. Sorry, Kibsy. Sorry, Bud.
Okay.
Freddie, why don't you go outside a little while? Mr. Keating.
Sure. Okay, Kibsy. I get it.
Well, who in the world's that?
Freddie Lang, Professor Rogers' nephew.
Rogers' nephew?
Mm-hmm. Well, not much family resemblance, is he?
No, not a bit. What's he doing here?
He's living here right now. Johnny, he's in awful trouble through no fault of his own, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Who's he in trouble with?
The police.
Oh. Bad?
He's charged with doing something he didn't do. But he can't prove that he didn't do it.
Freddie Lang, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, Penny, I know the new police captain. I could go down and talk to him.
It wouldn't be too much trouble, huh?
Mm-hmm. For you, Penny, nothing's too much trouble. You tell Sonny Boy that Rover Boy has gone down to the police station to try to get him out of a jam.
Johnny, hold up a minute, will you?
Oh, hello, Jed.
Son, are you going to be busy tonight? I got some layout troubles on the Johnson house, and I'd like you to go over with me.
Well, I'll go over them this afternoon, Jed, as soon as I get through at the police station here.
Police station? What are you going to the police station for?
Oh, a little job for Penny.
Now, what's that girl got you doing?
Well, she's your stepdaughter, Jed. You ought to know.
I hear she's got a young nephew, Professor Rogers, living with her. That's why you're going to the police station?
Well, if you don't know, I'd better not tell you.
Well, Johnny, what's the trouble? Penny in trouble?
Only little trouble, Jed. It seems this fellow Lang, that's the professor's nephew, has had a little misunderstanding with police.
Lang. It isn't Freddie Lang, is it?
Yeah. You've met him.
No, but I was talking to Jeff Carney the other day. His store was robbed a couple of nights ago, and he told me the cops think this fella named Freddie Lang did it.
Yeah, but they only think so, Jed.
Think so or not, that fella's living in my daughter's house, and I won't have it.
Well, now, Jed, that doesn't sound like you.
Well, it is me, and too kind and generous for her own good. That's Penny. I'm going to see that she gets this Freddie Lang out of the house or know the reason why.
So the presence of Freddie Lang in Penny's home is going to cause family troubles, is it? Will Penny let Freddie go? Which will cause her more trouble, keeping him in her home or turning him out? Won't either bring difficulties? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, there's no fragrance as welcome to a hungry man as the delightful aroma of roast beef browning in the oven, with its rich gravy gurgling gently around it. Unless it's the fragrance of a magnificently thick steak, sizzling on its platter and promising that it's just too good to be true. Yes, ladies, men are great beef lovers. That's why the men at your house are sure to enjoy a meal that's centered around Kroger's quality beef. You see, Kroger's quality beef is a traditional favorite, deliciously tender and juicy. As a matter of fact, it's the very best beef you can buy right now. So try Kroger's quality beef. It's a sure way to make the people at your house happy. For Kroger's quality beef is full of flavor, the kind of flavor that makes a meal a memorable meal. Remember, Kroger's quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today.